Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump delivered a politically charged speech yesterday that was broadcast live in prime time on network television. In the almost 20-minute address, the president blamed his predecessor for the nation's economic challenges.
I inherited a mess, and I'm fixing it.
Trump also announced a nearly $1,800 bonus check for U.S. troops for Christmas.
A special we call Warrior Dividend.
The president has promised an economic boom, but inflation has remained elevated and the job market has weakened sharply, partly due to his tariffs. Even so, the president said,
I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast.
President Trump has given a politically charged primetime speech to the nation, insisting the economy is stronger than many voters feel. Flanked by Christmas trees in the White House, the president quickly laid blame for economic challenges on his predecessor.
I inherited a mess, and I'm fixing it.
While announcing he's sending bonus checks of nearly $1,800 to troops for Christmas.
A special we call Warrior Dividend.
But the roughly 18-minute speech largely rehashed old messaging that has yet to ease public anxiety about higher prices. A president who promised an economic boom has seen inflation remain elevated and the job market weakening sharply, partly due to his tariffs. Still, he stayed defiant.
I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast.
Though the consumer price index is rising at an annual rate of 3%, up from 2.3% in April. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In other news, Trump is demanding that Venezuela return assets that it seized years ago from U.S. oil companies. Trump again justified his decision earlier this week to order a blockade against oil tankers traveling to or from Venezuela. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the U.S. government has admitted having a role in a deadly helicopter plane collision in Washington.
The January collision between an airliner and an Army Black Hawk helicopter near Washington's Reagan National Airport killed 67 people. Now, in an official response to the first lawsuit filed by one of the victims' families, the government says the actions of an air traffic controller and the Army helicopter pilot played a role, and the government itself is liable. Authorities have said the helicopter was flying higher than allowed when it collided with the American Airlines regional jet as it was landing. However, the government denied air traffic controllers, the FAA, or the Army were negligent. Meantime, the Senate's approved a bill to require military aircraft broadcast their location. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The Powerball jackpot has grown to an estimated $1.5 billion for Saturday night's drawing, after lottery officials said no ticket matched all six numbers drawn last night. The World Cup winner will get $50 million from a richer prize pool, half of Chelsea's payday, for winning the Club World Cup.
FIFA has announced that the winner of the 2026 World Cup will receive $50 million from a $655 million prize pool. The champion's figure is up from $42 million won by Argentina in 2022 and $38 million gained by France in 2018. It's still less than half of what Chelsea earned for winning the Club World Cup this year. The total prize fund for the World Cup is up 48.9% from the $440 million for 2022 and nearly six times the $110 million in prize money for the 2023 Women's World Cup. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
The U.S. State Department says the Trump administration has sold a massive package of more than $10 billion in arms to Taiwan. The sale announced late Wednesday includes medium-range missiles, howitzers, and drones. And that has angered China, which has been ratcheting up its aggressiveness toward Taiwan. China's foreign ministry says the sale seriously violates the One China policy, A spokesman says it gravely harms China's sovereignty, security, and territorial integrity, severely undermines the stability of the Taiwan Straits, and sends a wrong signal to Taiwan independent separatist forces. China firmly opposes this and strongly condemns it. Under federal law, the U.S. is obligated to aid Taiwan with its self-defense. China has vowed to take Taiwan by force if necessary. I'm Donna Warder.
The FBI's Deputy Director Dan Bongino confirms he will resign from the Bureau in January. In a post on X, he said he was grateful for the opportunity to serve with purpose. Bongino had previous experience as a New York City police officer and a Secret Service agent, but when he was appointed in March, he was best known as the host of a successful conservative podcast. Asked about the news, President Trump surmised that Bongino wanted to get back to his media career.
Dan did a great job. I think he wants to go back to his show.
During his brief tenure, Bongino clashed with Attorney General Pam Bondi and the Justice Department over the handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files. He also walked back previous provocative claims of an FBI conspiracy after the arrest of a suspect accused of planting pipe bombs outside Democratic and Republican offices. This past August, the Trump administration took the unusual step of appointing a co-deputy director, former Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey. Jennifer King, Washington.
Minneapolis's police chief is criticizing federal immigration agents. After a confrontation with protesters, which was captured in video by bystander Lauren Spencer. The video shows the attempted arrest of a woman in which an officer kneeled on her back as she lay atop a snowbank. The video also shows officers dragging the woman down the dirty, frozen street. Tensions have been rising in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area as federal authorities continue an immigration crackdown focused on the region's Somali community, which is the largest in the country. Department of Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin says federal officers tried to arrest the woman because she rushed an ICE vehicle. She also says that several officers were injured. In a closed-door interview, former Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith told lawmakers on Capitol Hill that his team of investigators had developed proof beyond a reasonable doubt that President Donald Trump had criminally conspired to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The committee's top Democrat, Jamie Raskin of Maryland, says,
Chairman Jordan made an excellent decision in not allowing Jack Smith to testify publicly, because had he done so, it would have been absolutely devastating to the president and all the president's men involved in the insurrectionary activities of January the 6th.
Democrats are demanding that Smith's testimony be made public. The committee chairman, Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio, told reporters that they did learn some interesting things, but stood by his position about the investigations, saying it's political. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Democratic senators are criticizing the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission for pressuring broadcasters to take ABC late night host Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Texas Republican Ted Cruz was critical of Brendan Carr.
Government officials threatening adverse consequences for disfavored content is an unconstitutional coercion that chills protected speech.
There was a push to get Kimmel off the air after comments made after the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Carr said he was enforcing the public interest standard. Carr also said,
the FCC is not an independent agency.
Carr said the president appointed him, and he is aligned with the president on policy. New Mexico Democrat Ben Ray Lujan pointed out,
the FCC's mission on the homepage of the FCC, man, an independent U.S. government agency overseen by Congress.
While the hearing was going on, the FCC website changed, removing independent from a section describing its mission. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Senate has approved a massive military spending bill that also puts pressure on Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. The annual bill came in at $901 billion this year and gained bipartisan support. It pushes back on some recent Pentagon moves, including demanding more information about boat strikes in the Caribbean, and it pushes Hegseth to let all lawmakers see unedited videos of the strikes, including the controversial one in September that killed two survivors in the water after an earlier strike.
They're not allowing us to see it, and if they could edit all the other videos that Secretary Hegseth he liked, they can sure as hell edit this one.
Nevada Democrat Jackie Rosen says Hegseth's refusal shows his deep disdain for both Congress and the American people, whom she says should also see the videos. President Trump has added partisan and subjective plaques to his newly created Presidential Walk of Fame. It's another step in the president's efforts to both shape the White House in his image and bend the telling of American history to his own version. A few months ago, the president refashioned the colonnade running from the West Wing to the residence with gilded portraits of all presidents except Joe Biden, who instead is represented by an auto pen. The plaques include calling Sleepy Joe Biden by far the worst president in American history, Barack Obama as one of its most divisive political figures, and Ronald Reagan as a fan of a young Trump. His spokeswoman says the president wrote many of the inscriptions himself. Four House Republicans have broken with Speaker Mike Johnson in the ongoing health care saga on Capitol Hill. It was a stunning turn. The four centrist Republicans signed on to a Democratic bid that will now force a vote on extending Affordable Care Act subsidies that lower health care costs for millions of Americans.
I want to thank those Republicans who signed the discharge petition.
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern, even as he warned, today is the last chance to avoid soaring premiums in 2026. A vote could happen next month. House GOP leaders had been moving forward with a health care bill that does not address the premiums. North Carolina's Virginia Fox said just extending the subsidies is a desperate Democrat bid to salvage a broken ACA.
We're not attempting to place a Band-Aid on a ruptured artery.
Despite the Republican revolt, Johnson insists he has not lost control of the House. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser has named a veteran police officer, Jeffrey Carroll, as the interim chief of the Metropolitan Police Force. The announcement comes after the news that Police Chief Pamela Smith is stepping down at the end of the year, and that Mayor Bowser herself will not be running for re-election. Carroll is the Executive Assistant Chief of Specialized Operations and has been on the national stage recently during news conferences on the shooting of two National Guard troops near the White House. Carroll takes over at a tumultuous time for the city, with President Trump's federal law enforcement surge still underway and the House Committee on Oversight launching an investigation into allegations that police leadership may have manipulated data to make crime rates appear to be lower than they actually were. In a statement, the mayor says Chief Carroll is the right person to build on the momentum of the past 2 years so that we can continue driving down crime across the city. In other D.C. news, a federal appeals court Wednesday ruled that the National Guard presence in the nation's capital can continue for now, staying a lower court ruling. Jennifer King, Washington.
Nick Reiner, the son of Rob and Michelle Reiner, made his first court appearance Wednesday in Los Angeles on first-degree murder charges and the killing of his parents. The 32-year-old did not enter a plea. He was in shackles and a padded suicide prevention vest. Over the years, he's made no secret of his struggles with drug addiction. After court, his lawyer, Alan Jackson, spoke.
There are very, very complex and serious issues that are associated with this case. These need to be thoroughly, but very carefully, dealt with.
Reiner's arraignment was postponed until January 7th. Meanwhile, his sister and brother released their first statement, saying in part, "The horrific and devastating loss of our parents is something no one should ever experience." Rob and Michelle Reiner were found dead at home Sunday. The DA says a knife was used to kill them. Luigi Mangione and his lawyers want items seized during his arrest last December excluded from his trial, including a gun and notebook prosecutors say tie him to the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. They say police did not have a search warrant. The pretrial hearing in state court over evidence has been going on for 3 weeks with more than a dozen witnesses so far. Mangione has been there every day with both supporters and the curious lining up to get in and watch. He's pleaded not guilty. The 27-year-old was arrested at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania after customers spotted him following a 5-day manhunt. Thompson's murder on a Manhattan street was caught on surveillance video with his killer hidden by a mask and hood. Police and prosecutors say it was Mangione. Julie Walker, New York.
California regulators are threatening to suspend Tesla's license to sell its electric cars for 30 days in California unless the automaker tones down its marketing tactics for its self-driving features after a judge concluded that the company has been misleading consumers about the technology's capabilities by using the terms autopilot and full self-driving to promote its autonomous technology. After the initial filing against the company in 2023, Tesla did put in new wording that the company's full self-driving package still requires supervision by a human driver. Tesla has 90 days to make additional changes to avoid California's cell suspension. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Next year, New York could join a dozen other states and D.C. in allowing medically assisted suicide. Now that Governor Kathy Hochul has a deal in place with lawmakers to approve a bill to give terminally ill people the legal ability to end their own lives with prescribed medication. In an op-ed in the Albany Times-Union Wednesday, Hochul said she supports the proposal but has made a deal with lawmakers to include guardrails in the measure before she signs it into law. Hochul, a Catholic, said she came to the decision after hearing from New Yorkers in the throes of pain and suffering, as well as their children, while also considering opposition from individuals of many faiths who believe that deliberately shortening one's life violates the sanctity of life. Police in Massachusetts intensify their search for a suspect in the fatal shooting of MIT professor Nuno Lorero in his Brookline home Monday night. This neighbor describes what he heard.
At about 9 o'clock, I heard three loud bangs. I thought at first it was somebody in our apartment kicking in the door or something. So I called the neighbors, and they said no, they thought it was gunshots.
Also speaking with WCVB, neighbor Ann Greenwald.
We had a young family, and, you know, they went to school here. Terrible. I mean, I don't know what happened or why it happened.
The DA's office says the 47-year-old from Portugal was a professor of nuclear science and engineering. MIT calls his killing a shocking loss. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Market Report. More drops for AI stocks dragged Wall Street to its worst day in almost a month. The S&P 500 fell 1.2% Wednesday. That was its fourth drop in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 228 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite dropped 1.8%. Slightly more stocks rose than fell in the S&P, but they got drowned out by drops for companies in the artificial intelligence industry. NVIDIA sank 3.8%. Oil producers jumped along with the price of crude following President Donald Trump's latest escalation against Venezuela. ConocoPhillips rose 4.6%. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
In a seismic shift for one of television's marquee events, the Academy Awards will begin streaming on YouTube beginning in 2029. YouTube will hold the global rights to streaming the Oscars through 2033. ABC currently airs the Oscars and will continue to broadcast the annual ceremony through the 100th Oscars in 2028. Starting in 2029, YouTube will effectively be the home of all things Oscars, including red carpet coverage, the Governor's Awards, and the Oscar nominations announcement. Officials at the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences says that the move to YouTube will help expand access to the work of the Academy to the largest worldwide audience possible. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Warner Brothers Discovery is asking its shareholders to reject a takeover bid from Paramount Skydance, arguing that a rival bid from Netflix will be better for customers. Paramount went hostile with its bid last week, asking shareholders to reject the deal with Netflix. Paramount is offering $30 per Warner share, compared with Netflix's $27.75. While the Warner Brothers board is backing the Netflix deal, shareholders can still decide to tender their shares in favor of Paramount's offer that would include the company's cable networks such as CNN and Discovery. The offer from Netflix does not include buying the cable operations of Warner Brothers. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Josh Giddey had 23 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists for triple-double number 6 on the season to guide the Bulls past the Cavaliers 127-111. Jaren Jackson Jr. had 28 points and 12 boards in the Grizzlies' 116-110 win over the Timberwolves. Rockets coach Ime Udoka has been fined $25,000 for criticizing officiating. NHL, Sam Bennett's early third-period goal held up as the winner in the defending champion Panthers' 3-2 triumph over the Kings. Carter Verhaeghe also scored.
It took us a while to get our foot in a little bit, and now we know how we want to play every night a little bit. Every year is different.
NFL, the Bears say they're mulling a move to Northwest Indiana with stadium public funding efforts stalled. And MLB, 31-year-old Ani Colombi is joining the Nationals as their general manager. Ohio University has fired football coach Brian Smith because of what it called, quote, serious professional misconduct. Smith was placed on indefinite leave on December 1st. The university said Wednesday it terminated his contract for cause after an administrative review. The 45-year-old Smith became head coach in December 2024. He joined Ohio in 2022, then later became associate head coach in 2023 and offensive coordinator in 2024. Defensive coordinator John Hauser will serve as interim coach for the Frisco Bowl on December 23rd. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Miami Dolphins are benching Tua Tagovailoa for rookie 7th-round pick Quinn Ewers, an AP source says. Tagovailoa threw his NFL-leading 15th interception and lost to the Steelers on Monday night that dropped Miami's record to 6-8 and eliminated the Dolphins from playoff contention. Tagovailoa signed a 4-year, $212.4 million contract extension. He is owed $54 million guaranteed in 2026, and releasing him would have major salary cap ramifications for Miami. I'm Rob Motti, AP NFL writer.
Belgium has insisted on ironclad guarantees from its EU partners to protect against Russian retaliation before backing a massive loan for Ukraine. At a high-stakes EU summit in Brussels, Belgian Prime Minister Bart De Wever said he fears a Russian backlash if the EU uses frozen Russian assets to underwrite a loan for Ukraine's needs over the next 2 years. De Wever said he prefers borrowing from international markets. The EU plans to give 90 billion euros to Ukraine, with other countries covering any shortfall. Belgium insists that it remains a faithful ally to Ukraine, but needs strong safeguards. EU leaders have pledged to meet Ukraine's needs by any means. Interest rates in Europe are going to stay right where they are at a meeting of European Central Bank officials. That's because the economy is doing better than some had expected and can get by without a boost from a rate cut. A cut at the meeting Thursday could backfire by worsening inflation. Analysts say that means no rate moves at all for a good while, and maybe for all of next year. Bank President Christine Lagarde has said at recent meetings that monetary policy remains in a good place, with the benchmark deposit rate at 2%. I'm Karen Shamas.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned Moscow will seek to extend its gains in Ukraine if Kyiv and its Western allies reject the Kremlin's demands in peace talks. Speaking at an annual meeting with top military officials, Putin says Moscow would prefer to achieve its goals and eliminate the root causes of the conflict by diplomatic means. But he adds, if the opposing side and its foreign patrons refuse to engage in substantive dialogue, Russia will achieve the liberation of its historical lands by military means. President Donald Trump had unleashed an extensive diplomatic push to end nearly 4 years of fighting following Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. But Washington's efforts have run into sharply conflicting demands by Moscow and Kyiv. Employees at the Louvre have voted to extend a strike that's disrupted operations at the world's most visited museum. However, the museum reopened partially more than 2 hours late despite the union action. CGT union representative Christian Galani tells the AP colleagues are protesting chronic understaffing, building deterioration and recent management initiatives. The decision came during a morning general assembly after workers had adopted the walkout unanimously earlier this week. Tensions have been further sharpened by fallout from the theft of crown jewels during a daylight robbery that exposed serious security lapses at the museum. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.